out when the process of paying them was underway. He, however, condemned small-scale mines from other mine dump sites that stormed his office on Monday this week, demanding to be included on the list of miners supposed to be paid. Isoka Town Council has procured three waste management containers and a skip bin loader worth over 2.2 million kwacha, a move expected to enhance the local authority's capacity to address solid waste management challenges in a timely and efficient manner. Isoka Town Council Public Relations Officer Peter Sichali says the procurement of the waste management equipment is aimed at addressing the rampant levels of indiscriminate disposal of waste in the district. Mr. Sichali said in an interview in Isoka District today that the waste management equipment was procured at a total cost of 2,241,379 kwacha, 32 ngwe, with support from the World Bank through the 2024 Devolution Support Program. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
President Trump has signed a memorandum ordering the withdrawal of the United States from 66 international organizations. Nearly half of them are UN bodies. Hundreds of people have attended a vigil in the U.S. city of Minneapolis to protest against the fatal shooting of a woman by a federal immigration agent on Wednesday. The woman was shot at close range by the agents as she tried to drive away. President Trump has signaled that the U.S. intervention in Venezuela could last for several years and refused to commit to a timeline for future elections. In an interview with the New York Times, he said the U.S. would be using Venezuela's vast oil reserves to rebuild the country in what he called a very profitable way, with the involvement of American companies. Mr. Trump had earlier said the interim government had agreed to use the proceeds from the sale of its oil to buy only American-made goods.
The U.S. dollar is trading at 20 kwacha 42 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 27 kwacha 55 ngwe. The Euro is trading at 23 kwacha 86 ngwe. And the South African Rand is trading at 1 kwacha 24 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Manchester United were denied victory in their first game since the sacking of head coach Ruben Amorim as relegation-threatened Burnley fought back to claim only their third point in 12 games. The visitors were on track to claim a comeback victory when striker Benjamin Sesko doubled his tally for the season with two goals in a 10-minute spell at the start of the second half, both thanks to precise first-time finishes. Aidan Heaven's own goal had put Burnley in front at the break, and just as it looks as though they were heading for yet another defeat, after Sesko's goals, Jadon Anthony equalized. That made it a frustrating night for interim United boss Darren Fletcher, who ditched Amorim's formation, including three central defenders and wingbacks, and saw his side carve out numerous chances. Lusaka is cloudy and humid with a thunderstorm in one or two spots, with the temperature peaking at 28 degrees Celsius. Tonight we'll see a couple of evening thunderstorms, otherwise overcast, with the temperature dropping to as low as 18 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Chingola DC appeals for calm over $4 million US dollar miners fund, and Isoka Council acquires 2.2 million kwacha waste management equipment. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity. A quality product from Californian Beverages. 96.5 Rock FM, Lusaka.
Both know we'll never stop. the reason why I